feet away.
I just like when you're like the end double C.
Okay.
That was the best part. I was like, what? That's
double C. I like that they're now in the Division 3 tournament. Of so
first time.
No, it's cool.
Okay, let's get started.
I left my laptop downstairs. Oh no.
I'm recording, don't worry.
Where's everybody going?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay.
Well, sounds.
I was going to say I'm recording, so you could go and have it.
Want to close the door? Is everybody here?
No.
I mean, Abby
wasn't
sure if
she was coming.
Okay.
Could you just put this on the seat next to you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Does this still smell like fire?
No, it's a new jacket.
Why do you need this door cooking?
Because I got hit by a cigarette.
All right. Can we toss a fuck weed?
You toss a cigarette. Okay. So let's continue again. This is hard. What's hard is not the words so much as the idea of what he's saying. So, what was his objection to Rashi? Just reviewing again that first the first paragraph of the Tosfos Rid, because he claims that even if you're in every Mekadesh B'milveh, which we know is Anima Kodeshes, she is getting Hana. The hana of the fact that she doesn't, that he forgave the loan. And even if he doesn't say that he's Makadish with the hana, he claims it's Mufurish Biome, that there clearly is a hana that she's getting, and it's obvious, and it's clear to everybody that she's getting that hana, and despite that, the din is Makadish B'milva is Eina Mekudeshes. So therefore, he doesn't feel that the hana of Mechilas HaMilva can work. You see, that thing, the connection in the Tosfos Rid's mind, the connection between the Milva itself and the hana of being, let's say, being Mochel the Milva, to the Tosfos Rid, since the din is Makadosh Tevil, the Zainam of Kodeshes, then the hana of that Mechila should also not be Mekudeshes. And he's going to say this again as we keep going. So,
quick question.
Yeah.
So, meaning whether Rashi, you know, really specifies that the man has to say Hana'at Mechilat Milveh versus Mechilat Milveh. But Tosafot Rid is saying whether he specifies it or not, it doesn't work.
That's what he believes, yes.
Okay.
It should. It does not work. So, okay. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. Let's just go through that. He quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. You see, Rabbeinu Hananel, Pirish, Rabbeinu Hananel, Asmova, Kedom, Dumata, Simno, Mithrae, Baruch, Hu, Avamalah. Right? So what did Rabbeinu Hananel say? We said it already that she came with the money to pay back the loan, and she gave him the money, and then he gave it back to her, and he said to her, I'm letting you use my money again for another 30 days, and the hana that you're getting from this, that I'm giving you more time to use my money, be mekudeshes to me with that. That's the case of Arba Chlozimna. That's the case of Hanas Nova. And then he said, here, this is an important line, She'in lo nomar kach, that if we're not going to say so, Nimtza ha'tofel yoser min ha'ikar. This is the theme of, because what does that mean? Nimsa hatofel yoser min ha'ikar. Yes, Siona.
That the hanas nova, which seems like the tofel, which seems like secondary to the ikar, which would be the nova itself, we're saying is greater.
Yeah. It'll come out that the tofel is greater, more important, whatever, than the fundamental thing itself. Siona, you said correctly. What is the tofel? What is he comparing the tofel and the ikar to? The tofel is the hanas milveh, the ikar is the milk itself. So in other words, if you don't say this, if you don't say what, Shemlom no markach, if we're not going, this is Rabbeinu Hanano making his argument, that if we're not going to say this, meaning, what would we say instead?
Rashi's understanding.
Rashi's understanding, that there's no new money being given now. He's just extending the loan and saying, you know, with the Hana of the extension, that if we're not going to say this, that he's giving her money again, because she returned it, now he's giving it to her anew, that if we're not going to say that, then it will come out that the Tafel, which is the Hana of the extension, right, or the same thing would be true, the Hana of the Mechila Sachov, doesn't matter, the Hana of the extension, by just extending the loan, is, it has more value than what? Than trying to be Makadesh with the loan itself. With the loan itself, you can't be. And by extending the loan and letting her have the money for another 30 days, he's still not giving her anything. So, in Makadesh Benilva, it won't work. So then, how could the Hana of having more time or the Hana of not having to pay back the debt? See, to him, having more time to pay back the loan or not having to pay back the debt at all because he's forgiving it, right, it's the same. Because in his mind, he's not giving her anything. So then the Hana of that should also not work. Because if it did work, then it would come out to him that the Tafel is more important than the Ikar. And this to me, I'm saying this now, this paraphrases what the Rif had said about how is it possible that the Hana could be more powerful than the Milva. That's another way of saying, how could the Tafel be more important, more powerful than the Ikar? So this is exactly what Rabbeinu Hanano actually thought about Rashi, that the way Rashi is learning, it would turn out that the Tafel is more important than the Ikar. Now, how does, let's just do a little bit more, Ella, I'm sorry, I skipped something, yeah, Hatafel Yosef and Ha'ikar, the Kaimalon HaMakadosh B'Milva Atzma Eina Mekudeshes, V'Kol Shekein Banos Milva, if you can't be Makadosh B'Milva, then you can't be Makadesh Bahanos Milva. And again, I'm saying this out. Whether the Hana is what or what? Somebody answer that. Yeah?
Is extending the time of the loan or it's forgiving the loan?
Yeah. Whether the, we're talking about extending the loan to pay it back. I mean, so in that, he's not giving her anything, right? He's just saying, you know, the money that I gave you 6 months ago, you don't have to pay it back yet. You get another 30 days to pay it back. Or even if you forgave the loan, the Hana of either one of those two actions, extending or forgiving, the Hana can't be greater, that's what he feels, than the loan itself. So, Elo l'keda abrina shaparato. Rather, it's like what we say. Who's still talking here?
Rabbeinu
Hanano. Shaparato, that she paid him. Umiyad nasan lo osa hamaman, and then immediately he gave her that money. The nasan lo rishos l'sasek bo, he gave her permission to use it. V'harevach sheyala bo, and the profit that will accrue from it, hula, will belong to her. And the pleasure is all hers. So she's giving her money now. Now what's very hard about this is he being Makadish her with that money?
No.
And that's where things... But he's giving her money now to use, and it's the Hana of having this money to use. That's what he is Makadish her with. He's Makadishur with the pleasure that she's getting from being able to use his money. Now, maybe that's the same thing what would be if he said to her the following, I'll let you use my book to read. I'm not giving you the book, it's my book, you get to use it. And the hana'a of being able to read from this book, right? And the hana'a of being able to, you know, that you're getting from reading the book, that's what I'm the kind of issue with. What would you say about such a case? A man gives a woman a book, not for her. And I want to be the kind of issue with the hana'a that you're getting, that you're now able to read this book. Let's say it's worth it to you to read this, so you give a pruta.
Yeah.
To be a...
It's a condition. You'd be a valid.
So what's the difference of what he gives her to use is a book?
Or money.
Or money. Because he's giving her something to use. And that's worth it to her. So that's where Rabbeinu Hanano feels that's good. That will work for Kedusha. Because he's giving her something now to use. But if he's not giving her anything now to use, because he loaned her the money 6 months ago, let's imagine the money has been spent, the money's gone. So what is he giving her now? Nothing. So if he says to her, I'll extend the loan, or I'll cancel the loan, either way, he's not giving her anything. Because Mekadosh B'milva is Eichel Mekodeshes. But then the Hanos Milva, that's his thinking, is cannot be stronger than the Milva itself. I'm just repeating his words. Yeah?
And it sort of seems like he's now diverting that problem that Ashi had, or that he felt that Ashi would have if we understood the case like Ashi did. Because now, in his situation, the Milveh is stronger than the Hana'ah. I mean, the way he constructs the case, the Milveh has to be there for her to gain the Hana'ah. So, in that sense, maybe the Milveh is stronger than the Hana'at Milveh. And where...
Because he's given... He is giving her use of something right now. He's giving her something to use. I mean, logically, what does it matter what he's giving her? His money, a book? Like what does it matter? If you think about it.
Why?
He's giving her something to use. The hana'ah of being able to use this item is what he's mekadesh her with. You're getting hana'ah from the fact that you could use this item. See, the problem with Rabbeinu Hanan is that if, however, he's not giving her money now, he's just saying to her what?
Can you kodesh it to me with
you don't have to pay it back, or you just have more time. But I know, if he's not giving her anything, because Mekadosh B'milva is animal kodesh, is with people. But he feels, now, what's going to be the argument against Rabbeinu Hanan? Who would argue with Rabbeinu Hanan?
Rashi.
Who else?
Ramban.
The Ramban. So imagine you're the Ramban. What would be your counter argument to Rabbeinu Hanan? What would you say to him? What would you say?
Why do you think the money has to be present? It doesn't have to, in order to give her the hana of the extension. Meaning my case should work.
You say a little bit, you're right. Could you say a little more? Talk more about the hana'ah.
Meaning, either way, she's going to gain the hana'ah, the extension, whether it's in front of her or not.
Whether it's what?
The money, or like the loan.
In other words, why can't we just look at the hana'ah in and of itself? She's getting hana'ah. So, what's the difference if she's getting hana'ah because she gets to use money that he's giving her now, or she's getting hana'ah because of a past debt that he's either canceling or extending? Either way, she's getting pleasure. Isn't she getting pleasure from the fact that she has more time to pay back a debt, or she doesn't have to pay it back at all because he forgave the debt? Either way, she's getting pleasure out of that, and that pleasure is worth money. She paid to get that pleasure. So who cares that if you tried to be Makadisha with the loan itself, it's Angel Mukadesh, it's okay. but she's still getting Hana. Why does Rabbeinu Hananel dismiss that? Why does he disregard that Hana? I mean, I can just repeat his words. How is it possible that the Tafel, what do you mean the Tafel and the Iker here? Okay, the Milva, Mekadosh Milva is at Mukadesh, now there's a Hana. Why can't we just isolate the Hana, look at the Hana, it's worth a pruta, she's getting Hana. What does it matter why she's getting the Hana? Whether he's getting it because he extended the loan, canceled the loan, she's still getting Hana. I said that, I understand that well. It's Rabbeinu Hananel that I have. I know the words, but I don't understand it well. Why is it that, why does he see it as the Tafel being stronger than the Ikar? Why do they have to be connected? You know, why is there a competition here between the Tafel and the Ikar?
Well, they are connected because of the Tafel.
Well, the Hana is, she's getting a Hana that he extended the loan. Let's say it's a loan, a past loan. She doesn't have any money. She's not paying it back now. He just comes to her and says, I'll give you 30 more days. And with the Hana that I'm extending the loan, which is worth money to you to have an extension. You'd pay someone a pruta to appeal to me to extend the loan, wouldn't you? Of course you would. So it's worth it. You're getting pleasure. So what's wrong with that pleasure? Why? You can be Makadosh a woman with pleasure, right? If he danced for her, she could be Makudeshes with the pleasure of seeing him dance. So we know you can be Makadosh with pleasure. So what's wrong with this pleasure? That's the part. Rabbeinu Hananel feels no, that the pleasure of a loan, of extending the loan, if you can't be Makadosh with the loan, then you can't be Makadosh the extension, with the Hana of the extension. This to me is the hardest thing to understand in the Sukkah, at least for me it is. And it's not just Rabbeinu Hananel that says this, who else says this?
Rambam.
The Rambam, and who else?
Ravad.
Ravad.
Well, the Ravad constructs a different case.
Yeah, but he has the same principle involved.
Right, that it needs to be.
That there needs to be real money that she has now to use. Right? Like, if she doesn't have the money to pay it back, then the Ravad would say it does not work. And again, to me, it would be for the same reason, because the Tafel can't be better than the Ikar. All right, so let's continue in the Rid. V'kach Amar Gam Rabbeinu Yitzchok Mifaz. So I think someone mentioned...
Fez.
What?
Isn't it Fez?
Fez,
okay.
Yeah, Fez. The who is this? Sounds like it's the Rid. Now, the thing is, he quotes the Rid. V'kach Amar Gam Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Hanas Milva Echidamya. Hanas Milva, what's the case? Kagon Demata Zimne L'Migve Mina. What does that mean?
The time comes for...
The time arrived, what's L'Migve Mina?
For him to collect it.
To collect it, Mina, from her. V'nokta La L'Milva Biyada L'Nifre'e. What does that mean?
She has money in her hand.
What's Nokta? She took was Lamilva the loan, means the money of the loan. But Nokta La Lamilva Biyoda, she took the money in her hand. Wasn't afraid to pay it. So she has the money in her hand to pay it. The Arvach La Zimna.
He extended the time.
He extended the time over Lord. He sent her what? With the Hana, that I'm extending it for you until a certain time. You should be Mekudeshes to me. Now, before we go on, is that the end of the quote from the Rif, or there's more to the quote from the Rif?
No, that's it.
No, there's a little bit more.
Vikasha?
Yeah, who's saying this Vikasha law? Wasn't that in the Rif too? Of course it was.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the
Alimah.
Yeah,
this
is
Vikasha law. Hey, Chalimah, no, it's Nova, Mikufa. It's not the Rif.
Yeah.
Well, some of us have a paragraph, right?
So it gets a little confusing.
Okay, to me
yeah.
it's the
real. No, he has this, yeah.
The
recenter.
Oh, because it's mine. You have a new paragraph?
Yeah. In between Nikadesh et li and then Vikasha.
Oh, I hear you. So obviously whoever edited that thought that...
It wasn't the right.
Well, I don't know what I'm
doing. That's not
easy. I guess you get a new paragraph out of it. Well, why would you do that?
Got bored.
So just press enter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And done
it. I don't know. I would not have put a new, because to me it's the riff. Vikashaloch. Hechel, it's only his words. Hechel lima, right? Hanas nova migufa de nova. Lo kasha, hanas nova isa. Hanas nova there is. Umishamachi makachaba. And that's why she could be mukudeshes. Umilva gufa leso de lakadeshah. But the milva itself there isn't for her to be mukudeshes. The kaimalan. Milva, now probably the next word, I don't know what you have as your next word.
Lahotza'a.
Yeah, I have lahana, so if you have lahana, it should be lahotza'a. Milva lahotza'a nitma. Now.
You have
lahana? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it should be lahotza'a. I mean, it's the same idea. Now, what's your reaction to this? Yes?
He interprets the reef like a rabad.
Yeah. We didn't learn that in the Rif.
Nope.
Let's look at the language of the Rif again. What did the Rif say when he explained Arva Chodzimna? He just said, look at the Hechidami, Gagon Damata Zimne Lemigva Mina, the time came to collect from her. See the Rif?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we have then is, but our, not, what he had, what did the Rit, Tosis Rit have in the, for the Rif? After he said, the Mata Zimna Lemigva Mina, and that she took the money in her hand to pay it. We don't have that in our Rif.
Mm-hmm.
After we have that the time arrived to collect, for Arvachla Zimna, and he extended the time. Well, Marloni said to her, "Ba'hiyanah darbach nolach azman ploni mukudeshesli." And then the kashalach hechi alima anas milva and milva gufa lo kasha anas milva isa ulachim miskadeshes ba'al milva gufa lesser to discuss, but the kaima milva lotzah nitna. It's the riff. It's just that he had in the riff a few words, very important words that we don't have in our text of the riff. Now, the way, okay, so you can't resolve it. I mean, he had this, this is what he heard or saw that the Rif said. So, the way he, so let's now understand the Rif, the way the Tosfos Rid has it. Can you explain me now the whole Rif, but only, but now the way the Tosfos Rid has the Rif, but I want everything. How does he explain Arva Chodzimna? What's the question that he's asking on it, and what's the answer? That's what I'm asking you to do.
No.
Didn't the Rif say what Arva Chodzimna means?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he then ask a question?
Yeah.
Did he give an answer?
Yes.
Okay. So explain all that to me. But explain it to me with the way the Tosfos Rid has the Rif. Yeah.
It's exactly the way that Ben Hananel would explain it, meaning the case is different, that instead of him giving her the money and then extending the loan, it's her coming with the money, but the point is the money has to be present.
Okay.
And
then fine.
Okay.
She'll be
right, with the extension of the time. And it, and the question and answer is still...
Tell me the question.
Okay. The question is, and if you say, how could...
What's the question?
Base, if, I think also, like with Rashi's understanding of the case, it would seem...
We're not talking about Rashi, we're talking about...
He has to construct a case in which the Hana'at Milveh is not stronger than the Milveh itself, and the only way to do that is to have that money present, just like the Ben Hananel would say.
Yeah. So what's the question? Bikashalah, what's the question now? And if you're going to ask what?
That...
How is the Hana'at Milveh... What do you mean, what's the question? How is the Hanas Milva stronger than the Milva itself? What's the question? Just tell me the question.
Isn't it I don't know how to change the words of the question other than what it says.
Well, where do you see that the Hanas Milv is stronger than the Milv itself that you're asking this question? Because how did the Rif just explain the Arva Chosin? That she comes with the money in her hand, ready to pay it. And then he then says to her, don't pay me, keep it for another 30 days. It'd be the Kodesh, it'd be with the Hana, that money, you have it for another 30 days. Isn't that the case?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Mekudesh. And then the Rif asks, and if you're going to ask,
how
is it possible that the Hanas Milv is stronger than the Milv itself? Just tell me about the question. What do you mean? Where in what the Rif just said do you see he's letting her use the very money itself? He's letting her use it for another 30 days. Okay. So now tell me the question. The question is, doesn't it come out that the Hanas Milv is, how is it stronger? He's giving her money to use now for another 30 days. Yes?
Because if he was to give her money and say, this loan you should be married to me with, the Gemara said that was Einan Mekudeshet. So
what
now,
do you mean married to me with this loan?
If
I don't know what that means.
Like,
so he's giving her the money to keep?
Yeah. No.
What is he Mekudeshet with?
So that it's Einan Mekudeshet.
What is he? You give me your case.
Sorry,
what is
a man comes to a woman.
Yes.
Yoda's thinking that it's her. And then he says, be married to me with the money that I will lend you for 30 days.
What does that mean? If I'm lending you the money, then what are you giving her?
Milva.
The Milva.
So she doesn't have to pay it back?
She does have to pay it back. You're,
so what is he giving her?
You're giving her money to have for 30 days until he needs to collect it.
So you're talking about the Hana of having that money? What are you talking about?
No, I'm like, if he just says with this loan, be Mekudeshet to me.
Well, when you say with the loan, that means you're canceling the loan.
Okay, fine. Sorry. So then he's canceling the loan.
He's handing her money and saying, be Mekudeshet to me with this loan. Is that the case?
But
no.
Then he's just giving her money for Kedusha. He's just talking gibberish, what do you mean?
Okay, fine. So then in the case where he has lent her money already.
Oh, new case.
Sorry. I already gave Ziona money. And then I come to Ziona after 30 days and I say, Ziona, I'm going to forgive the loan and be Mekadesh me with that money that I had given you earlier. That wouldn't work. But then if I said to Ziona, Ziona, actually be Mekadesh to me with, I'm going to give you another 30 days that you have to return the money, then it works.
Yeah.
But then you have a situation...
That I understand, but what does this have to do with the Rif?
Because that's why the Rif feels that, therefore, the Hanas Milva is stronger than the Milva. Because when I told Ziona, keep the money, then that didn't work. But when I just extended the time for the money, which gave her Hana, then that did work.
Yeah, but according to her... if you're going to learn the Rif the way Rashi learned it, then I understand the question. Because the way Rashi's learning, he's not giving her any money now to use.
I thought you wanted us first to explain the original question and then with Rabbeinu Hanan.
No, I'm asking you with the Rif now, the way the Tosfos Rid understands the Rif. He has the Rif like the Ravid. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine the Ravid just said this. And now tell me the question, and the Rif is saying the same thing, right? So what did the Rif then ask? He's asking a question. What's his question? How could the Hanas Milva be stronger than the Milv itself? Where do you see that it's stronger? See, if you're learning like Rashi, so then what?
So then it's clear with that.
Because where do you... Where is
not
that?
She's not getting anything.
She's not getting anything. So then the Hana of extending the loan will work for Kedushin, but the loan itself won't. Okay. And what is the Rif's case, which is also the Ravid's case?
Where he says you can keep the money for another 30 days.
There is real money here that she's ready to give him. So you have to imagine it says, though... even though she didn't give it to him, but it's like, it's his money, because she's ready to pay it. and he's letting her have it. So he's giving her back the money for 30 days. So then he's giving her the use of this money for another 30 days and the hana that she's getting for having that pleasure. The hana of having use of the money for another 30 days is what he's makadish her with. What does that have to do with makadish b'milva? The makadish b'milva, that's for an old loan. When do we say makadish b'milva is enemu kudeshes? That's for an old loan that he's canceling or extending. He's not giving her new money again. He's giving her money again to use.
Meaning, maybe...
I just want to see if anybody has this other girsa. I don't see anything. So he's... See, this, the question and answer that the Riff... the question that he asked and answered would suggest that the Riff is learning like whom?
Rashi.
Rashi. Which is the Girsa, which is, I don't know what I'm talking about, which is the text that we have of the Rif. But the way he has the Rif, and who's he asking the, is he asking, who's he asking this question on?
Maybe he's...
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Yes?
Maybe we could understand a question like this. How could it be that now a new loan is more powerful than an old loan? Meaning that's...
Is that a problem? Because in a new loan, she's getting something now to use. In an old loan, she's not getting anything.
Well, who cares? Well, that's his answer. Exactly.
I know, but it's, I don't...
But it's not such a strong question.
It's not such a strong question. I mean, if he's asking it on himself. He just wanted a point. So the question, I mean... Why should a new loan be better than an old loan? Because he has a new loan. That's why it's better. Because he's given her the use. Like I gave you the example of the book before.
Well, that's
he's giving her now the use of a book. So what's the difference if he's giving her now the use of a book or he's giving her now the use of money? He's giving her something now to use. As opposed to what? As opposed to, let's say, canceling a debt where he's not giving her anything. So then the hana of canceling a debt is also nothing. Okay, I find this hard. What can I say? I don't know.
Wait, why is it hard? I mean, like, meaning, like, what's the problem?
The problem is I don't hear the question now. The question is not a question anymore. If you learn the way the Ravid learned, if you're interpreting the Rif that way, then the Hanos Milva is not stronger than the Milva. It's a different, it's a totally different situation.
Maybe the Tosaf Watavid is just asking this question to bring home the point.
He's not asking it, it's coming from the Rif.
Or okay, so the Rif is asked this question to bring home the point that the money has to be present. Which is what the Tosafot Rid would want.
Yeah, who's it a question on? It would be a question if you had learned like Rashi. But why would it be a question on himself that he has to now ask it and then answer it?
It could be, the, like we said, a new loan, old loan.
But what's the question? I don't get it. An old loan you can't be Makadosh a woman with because she already spent it. And a new loan where she's getting the use of his money now. So that Hano, you can be Makadosh a woman with. Okay, let's move on. I don't know. And then he says, Vizeh HaPeser Nirali. What does that mean?
This explanation
appears to me. Which explanation? Okay. Of either Rabbeinu Hanano. He's going back now because in his mind, is there, is conceptually, is there a difference between Rabbeinu Hanano and the Rif?
No.
No. He sees, because look what he said. When he introduced the Rif, he says, "Bekach Omar Gam Rabbeinu Yitzchok." What does it mean? "Bekach Omar Gam Rabbeinu Yitzchok." And so also, to what?
He explains the same way.
To Rabbeinu Hanano. So also said Rabbeinu, the Rif. So he, the text that he had, the Girsa of the Rif that he had, was that the Rif was also talking about the fact that she's bringing back money to pay it. Now it's just that in the Rif, it doesn't sound like she actually gave him the money, but she has it ready to pay. But the Tosfos Rid is a variation on Rabbeinu Hanano, but basically having the same principle. That he's got to do money now. That he's letting her have now to use. And it's with that Hana that he's Mekadesh her. So he said, "Zeh pesah nirli nochem. Dekeven shahamos heim be'en, or ba'ayin." What does that mean? Came and shamal saying, "But and since the money is what?
Visible right
visible
there.
Visible right here. Afal pi she'ein al nosein lo guf hamaos el hamaoson." What does that mean? Even though what?
He's not giving her the actual money.
What does that mean? He's not giving her the actual money.
He's not being mekadesh on a loan.
He's not being mekadesh with that money, but rather with what?
The hana.
El the hana of having the use of that money. He miskadeshes ba'osa nesinas amo shenosek lo kadesha tehonem nehem. What does that mean? She is miskadeshes with that giving of the money that he's giving her in order to have pleasure from them. Because the pleasure that she's getting from the use of his money. De ba'osa shah shenosek lo hamos. What does that mean? That at that moment in time, that what?
When she receives that.
That he gives her the money. Yesh ba shaver pruta ba oso hakinyan shemakna osam la kidei lehanos mehem ula harviach bahem. What does that mean? That what? Yeah?
When he's giving her the money, there's... she would sort of pay like a shaveh pruta to receive the hana'a of the extension.
Yeah. She is getting the pleasure of a shaveh pruta at the moment that he's giving her this money to enjoy for another 30 days, she is getting a pruta's worth of hana'a. Aval in ein shav nesinas mos klal. He goes back, what does that mean? But if what?
Her money is...
if there's no giving of new money, he's not going to be giving her any money. Zehu she'amarnu ha'makadosh b'mil v'ein ha'mukadoshes. That's what we said, what?
Mekadosh
b'mil v'ein ha'mukadoshes. She'af al pi, that even though she'mahana osa hana'o gedola, what does that mean? Even though what? What's mahana osa hana'a gedola?
Even though he gave her a lot of...
he's causing her to have a lot of pleasure. What pleasure is he referring to?
To use the money.
Yeah, to get...
no.
Or the extension.
To extend the time.
What?
To extend the time.
Or even what else?
Forgive the loan.
Forgive sounds like he's referring to the case of forgiving the loan.
Oh, because he's really giving her.
Giving her... she's getting a tremendous pleasure. You don't have to pay back a $10,000 loan. That's a tremendous gift. She'afal pisha mahano sahano gedol kevon she'ein sham nesinas mos ena mukadeshes. Since there's no giving of the money at that time, so she's not getting anything. So in the mekadesh b'milva, she's not getting anything. Therefore, the hana of the cancellation of the debt, she's also not getting anything, and I guess he also feels simply the hana of extending the debt, that there's no new money being given, she's still not getting anything. She's just not getting anything. So the only way you can be makadish a woman with hana asinolda is he's got to be giving her money now that she can use. he's thinking, yes.
So he understands that with the case with Arif, the woman coming with the money, it's as if the man gave her the money then.
It's as if she gave it to him and he gave it back.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Isn't that what the Ravid? The Ravid?
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. Of course, you can argue with the Ravid.
Right.
But the Tosfos Rid is not arguing at this point. So he sees the validity of the idea of what? That since she has the money in her hand and she's ready to pay him, she is, and he says, keep it. It's as if she gave it to him and he gave it back. And there's nobody's fooling. It's not a trick. She really is ready to pay it. So, I guess in his mind, what's the difference if she gives it and gives it back or he just says keep it? He feels that either way, it's as if she gave him the money and he gave it back. So again, she's getting new money now to use. And it's the hana of having this item to use. But if there's no item that he's giving her to use, then hana can't work. So one of the things, one of the things that bothers me about Rabbeinu Hanan on the Tosfos Rid and the Ravid, how would they explain the Hana of Schok Lefonai or Rakod Lefonai? That was what I struggled with. And they can't argue with it because the Gemara said in Daf Samach Gimel that if you hold Eino L'Spiros Elo L'Psof, right? Will she be Mekudeshes with this? Yes. So that's a Hana. He danced for her. Okay? Or let's say he made jewelry for her, if you take that case. Okay? So, what is he Mekudesh her with? The Hana of getting this free dance that she would otherwise pay for? But to get someone to perform, do a performance for her, she will pay. So she's getting the hana of this performance. So that is Mekudeshes. That's Mekudeshes. So what is she getting? The hana of the performance. But if he gives her a hana of canceling a debt, canceling a debt is not equivalent to a dance. I just don't know why.
But
if he cancels the debt for her, he's also providing her with a service that gives her pleasure. What's the difference if the service is a dance?
It's
a
different.
So it is. So just explain it to me. Logically, why should we distinguish between this pleasure and that pleasure? Who himself raised said that point? What I just am asking right now.
Is it Ramban?
The Ramban. Didn't the Ramban, in the very beginning of Ramban, say that Hanok can work because we see it from Sok Lufanai or Kod Lufanai? Remember that in the Ramban? So how would Rabbeinu Hanan respond to that?
Yeah.
He's going to have to say that there's something different about that case and our case. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, I think it actually aligns perfectly because both he believes that the hana'a, like there has to be something new now. She's receiving the money now and she's then going to receive the pleasure. It can't be on a past pleasure. So it's the same principle. Rekod lefanai, as we said, in the future. So meaning she's about to get this hana'a, that should work on the same grounds. Not a dance that I already did for you, that wouldn't work.
He didn't cancel the debt until now.
Right, but I'm saying,
isn't that a hana'a for her not to have to pay back money?
Well, maybe because she's about to receive the hana. Wait, you're saying with the cancellation of the debt, she's about to receive it, even though she didn't get new money.
Like Rashi said, the hana is mechilas milta, the hana of canceling the debt. There's no money here now.
Right.
So she's getting hana. So Rabbeinu Hanan or whatever, I don't know that. That doesn't work. Because how could the hana be better than the milta itself?
In the Rekod Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai case, she's like, besides just the Hana'a, she's getting like something, like a dance or whatever is happening.
That's what Victoria was trying to
say. And the same thing with the money case where he gives her new money, she's getting new money, and those differ than the old case where...
Yeah, tell me that that's the part. Tell
yeah,
me
yeah, so that part differs because there she had the money already. Like, it was already in her rishos, or, like, in her possession. And he's saying, like, so she's getting an additional pleasure by now having to pay it back, but she's not getting anything additional besides the pleasure. In the other two cases, she gets something in addition to just Hanaa.
What is she getting in addition to just the Hanaa? Is
a,
the Hanaa the... Well, that's the Hanaa. What is that in addition? The Hanaa is the Hanaa
well,
of the dance. What is she getting besides that?
Well, she also gets a dance. It's like she also gets money. She also gets...
I don't follow.
Like...
That's what she's paying for.
Tangible.
That's
like,
the
there's, yeah,
the
like, there's a difference.
The pleasure of the dance is what she just got. The pleasure
I
of
the
dance.
End, like
what is she getting besides that? Nothing else.
But
she
something... like,
well, he is doing something now. New. I get that part.
Yeah.
But, so, but the Hanaa is the fact that he did something new for her, which she enjoyed.
Right, the Hanaa is... The Hanaa is all, like, on her, but there's something new that's happening in order for it to get the Hanaa.
Well,
like,
could someone argue that if he cancels the debt, that's something new, too?
No.
He's canceling the debt.
How would you argue that cancellation is new?
Well, why not?
It's
she
a,
didn't have it
it's
before.
A new Hanaa. Yeah, she owed him money, now
she owed him money, and now she doesn't.
It's a new Hanaa, but it's not Hanaa that's related to a new thing. Before the man danced, there was no dance to benefit from.
So before he canceled the debt, there was no, she had to pay the
No,
money.
There was a debt.
Yeah, I know, and then she had to pay $1,000.
There was something pre-existing. Then in the new cases, there's it's not relying on a pre-existing anything. Like, in the case where he has to dance, where she returns the money and then he gives it right back, you're not relying on something that was already. You're like...
I that part. I just, why if he cancels the debt and say with the pleasure that I'm canceling the debt?
Why doesn't that work?
Why doesn't that work? Why does that Hanaa not work, but the Hanaa that she's getting from the dance does work? Because if he dances for her, she enjoys it. And that enjoyment should pay. So if somebody canceled your debt, you'd enjoy it too. So, you probably enjoy it more than the dance.
It depends.
Depends
on the loan and the dance.
Yeah, what do you
want to say? I think what Archie said before, under her breath, kind of makes a lot of sense. She said the word right then, right? Like, it has to be right then and there in
front
of you.
But why?
Because I
why?
Think that, like, that makes
that
a lot of sense that, like, you might have a lot of pleasure now from the cancellation of the loan, but, like, the loan isn't there anymore, right? Like, it happened 3 weeks ago. Because so I don't think
spent.
That you can use that as something, right? The whole thing with the bread on Samach Gimel, I think, was Samach Gimel.
Yeah, but see, the argument against that, I understand that, but the argument that, the counter-argument,
okay.
You know, would be, yeah, I know that the loan I gave you 3 weeks ago, and I'm not trying to be Makadish you with that loan. That's not what I want to be Makadish you with.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be Makadish you with something that you're getting now.
But is there an instinct at that point?
That you didn't
time?
Get before. And what you're getting now is the pleasure of either the extension or the cancellation of the debt.
Right. So I understand.
So how would you respond to that?
I understand that there could be pleasure here and now, the cancellation of the debt. Like that exists. But
so,
I think that
so
the pleasure
be
has to be. I think that the pleasure has to also be linked to the action itself. And I think that's what Simona was saying.
Is
right?
there a reason for that? Does it make sense?
So, I mean, the reason I think that
no,
I was
not,
describing
I'm looking at, I know the words, but I'm trying to, logically, what's the
yeah.
concept here? Why should we start distinguishing between this Hanaa, if the Hanaa is worth a pruta, which it is, and he's giving it to her l'shem kedushin, what does it matter? Yeah, what do you want to say?
Because maybe it's a problem of because of this whole idea of, like, secondary... and the loan itself, to say that you could have something where the Hanaa of that thing can work when the thing itself doesn't, either one maybe just could be confusing and therefore it doesn't work at all.
Well, I don't want to make it because it's confusing. That sounds like a derabbanan.
Right, yeah.
And then,
yeah, it does say that, like, it's not right. But, no, but just that, that, like, if...
Tell you what, we're running... Let's see, let's finish. I'm going to just be able to finish the Tosus written. Well, so it says, Rabbeinu Moshe Mokir Kateser Rabbeinu Hanano. What does that mean now? I thought it over, and I don't think that Rabbeinu Hanano's shot is consistent with what?
The Gemara. Lashon HaGemara.
Shein HaLashon. What Lashon? Lashon of what? Of the Gemara.
Of the Gemara.
Shein HaLashon, the Lashon of the Gemara of Arba Chosim, no, doesn't really, is not consistent, the Lashon of the Gemara is not consistent with what Rabbeinu Hanano said. She'ilu hevi'o lo hamoz bismano. Because if what? She had brought the money to him in its time, and then he, what did he do?
He extended,
he extended it. Hainu halva gemura. What's hainu?
That is
a full halva. Vahavalei lameymar. What's havalei lameymar?
And there is to say.
No.
Hayala lomar.
Who should have said?
Rabbeinu Hanan.
No.
No, the man when he's...
The Gemara. Vahavalei lameymar, and he should have, it should have said the following. Lo tzricha de hilva la umakacha ba'osa hahana. What the Gemara should have said was what? De hilva la, what does that mean?
That he loaned her.
He loaned her the money, and he's makadeshur with that hana. That's what the Gemara should have said. Instead of saying what?
Hanat milve.
No.
I'm sorry, sorry.
Matzorech l'chol zu hasiba shetiyeh chayevus l'mo'os u'tzviyam v'od yilvela. It's like it's going, what do you need that she owes him the money, she brings the money, and then he lends it back? What do you need all that for? Just say, he loaned her the money. Ela vadai kepeser hamora mashma. So he makes a 180 degree turn. What is he saying now?
Rashi.
Rashi is right.
Honestly, this was kind of annoying that he did that.
What is it?
It was probably more annoying for him.
It was
kind of
annoying.
And he thought about this for years.
Not calling for
the whole time rejecting Rashi and defending Rabbeinu Hananel, and one swoop tears it all down.
But at least he could do that, you know, like he wasn't afraid to say, I thought about it for so long.
That's right.
He didn't, like,
really
convince
nice.
Himself that
he thought about it,
and
then changed his mind.
Have you ever changed your mind with
I'm
something sure. for a long time?
I'm sure.
You
have
changed
your
mind.
Also, they just don't write it down.
I'm amazing.
They just save us time.
Did you have two different editions and someone put them together?
I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of like that's what we saw also before with the whole.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like he had a midlife, like just all of a sudden. He seems like
crisis.
I don't want to say crisis, but like a midlife, like a white
light, shining of light.
So that means now what? He's now learning like Rashi.
So now does he read the riff like Rashi?
I don't know about the riff. He's now going back to Rashi. The riff, it sounds like he learned the riff the way he has the riff. The riff is not Rashi.
So he would have learned riff completely different. So since he learned the riff like Rabbi Hanan,
he still does.
Since he learns the riff like Rabbi Hanan, he's not going to learn. He's not going to.
He's rejecting the riff too.
Right.
He's going back to Rashi.
Yeah.
That means what? If he's going back to Rashi, then what is he Makadeshur with now? There's no new money now that she's giving him that
right.
he's giving
right.
back. And none of that stuff. He simply extended the time of her loan and the hana of that works. Fine. Umay de kasha liba madura kama eno klum. And what I had asked in the first edition is nothing.
So humble.
Like, but it's not nothing.
Well, let's see what he says. That if he were makadeshur with the milva itself, what does that mean? He cancels the debt and he was makadeshur with the milva. Data al ikar hamamam ve'enoklum. Then her thoughts are on the money itself, the debt money, and it's nothing. Why is it nothing? Because he gave it to her already. So he's not giving her anything. Avo in Pirish law, Bahanoasa Milva Shani Mochalach. What if he said to her, I am makadesh you with the hana of the loan that I am canceling, that I'm forgiving for you. Da'ata ahana v'la va'ikar mom. What does that mean?
Her mind's thinking about
her, her thinking now is on the hana and not on the money, of the principle of the loan. So, in other words, what you can be makadesh with hana. So why makadesh and makadesh benilva is ayin makudeshes? Because he's being, her thoughts are on the loan itself, and then he's not giving her anything.
Oh.
So, but if he specifies with the hanas of the mechilas hamilva, then her das would be on the hana and not on the loan. But if he doesn't say anything, he doesn't say makadesh you with. Remember, he said before that if he didn't say anything, it's mefurish liyomei.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's responding not no. If he doesn't say anything, then in her mind, what is she thinking about when he cancels the debt? Not the hana of the pruta that she's getting. She's thinking about the debt itself, that she doesn't have to pay that back. But he's not giving her anything. But if he actually spells it out, the hanaas mechilas nova, then he's makadesh her with the hana, then her das will be on the hana. And that's something new that she's getting now. And the whole idea that how could the tafel be strong, he's throwing all that out now because he's siding now with Russia. He just made a 180. That's what he just did. Yes.
So mekadesh b'melveh is really like mekadesh b'mechila, which both wouldn't work unless you specify hana'a. Right, meaning like they're synonyms. Mekadesh b'milveh, mekadesh b'mechilat ha-milveh is the same exact thing.
It is, because what is mekadesh
b'milveh? It, that's it, right. Okay, I just wanted to...
You're forgiving the law. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So have a Freilich HaPurim, everybody.
You
enjoy.
Too.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Mini vacation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you doing anything fun in particular?
Purim!
Purim.
It's specific, though.
Purim.
Are you going to
Purim
Washington?
Yeah, it's our last
time. I don't know.
Are they coming up?
No, not this time.
Okay. You'll still have a good time.
Is this our last class before the Bechina?
When's our Bechina?
Yes.
So what do we
want? The Bechina is the 12th.
Next week is Chazara.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
How much material do you want to have on the
Bechina? Really, honestly, preferably not all of it because there is a ton.
So there was the Amar Hu, the Amar He situation.
I know all that, so you have to let me know.
So if maybe we could stop before...
Think about it, let me know on Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, but we'll discuss.
For sure.
I feel like we should have like a 5-minute caucus.
Okay.
Well, you could do that.
We could talk.
We could do it on WhatsApp.